You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, I have a special reminder for you, especially if you're someone that's ready to take a leap. You're ready to step out and start doing things in an unconventional way and stay true to your goals and your dreams. Well, you definitely want to stick around for my message for you today. Also, my special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe is so powerful. She is so incredible. Her message is uplifting, encouraging, and I promise to you, if you are dealing with toxic relationships or if you're in any type of situation that you're ready to take that leap and let go, you are going to be so blessed by what she has to share. So all of that and so much more is coming up on today's show, so stay tuned.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Erica Empowers.
You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show.
Welcome back. It is time for my empowering moment of the day. As a promised, I'm talking to you if you're someone that's ready to start doing things a little differently. You're ready to do something that's not conventional. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today, you guys. There are a couple of things that we tend to do when it comes to stepping out towards our goals, stepping out and doing whatever God has called us to do. And the first thing that we do that I'm encouraging you to stop doing today is that we wait for everyone, their grandma, their cousin, best friend, next door neighbor, to give us their opinion on whether or not we should step out. The problem with this is that there are times where God will call you into uncharted territory. There are some things that I did that I had no idea why I even knew how to do them. And so if I would have been stuck asking other people, you know, how do I design this, or how do I set this up, or how do I step out in this arena, I would have never made a move. Because no one around me knew how to do it. Like I can't even put this into words for you guys today. There are things that God has blessed me to be able to do, and there are things that He has taught you to do that no one can give you their opinion about whether or not you should go forward because they have no idea how it's even possible. The second thing that I want to share with you is something that I think I make this a key in everything that I share, and that is to take action. Take action. Do not sit around for the next 10 years wondering if what you need to be doing is something that's worth it, or wondering if, you know, well, what if I step out, I might fail. The only way that you can guarantee failure is by never making a move. You can guarantee that you will stay stuck for the rest of your life if you refuse to get up and take action. And when I say take action, you don't have to do something phenomenal. You don't have to get to step 15. All you have to do is worry about today. What one step can you take today that will completely transform your life? Now take that one little step, even if it's as simple as getting out a notepad, a pen, and writing out where you desire to be in your life. So I feel like I just went sermon mode on you guys, but that is it. That is my empowerment message for you today, short and sweet. And when we come back, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe is going to be sharing with you some words of wisdom, some encouragement, and how you can start stepping away from toxic relationships and situations. So all that is coming up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. If you're watching this, so are your potential clients. I'm excited to announce an all-new season of Be Inspired, and we're looking for featured guests as well as success supporters. So if you want to partner with the mission of Be Inspired, then make sure that you connect with us online at ericalatrice.com/success. When you team up with us, you will be helping with the vision of Be Inspired to empower and inspire people all around the world with a message of hope and encouragement. Be Inspired's mission is to bring you soft news and talk in a way to encourage, uplift, and create a platform for those who have a powerful message and looking for an opportunity to share. So if you want to partner with Be Inspired, you can do so by contacting info@ericalatrice.com or visit ericalatrice.com/success so that you can be a success supporter of this inspirational movement.
Coming up next, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe.
Welcome into the Be Inspired Cafe today, you guys. I am so pumped. Let me tell you,
about our special guest because she has such a powerful business. Like, I want to call it a business, a ministry, and so many other things because she has such a great message behind it. But welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, Carolyn Ritter Watson. How are you doing today, Carolyn?
I'm fine. Thank you, Erica. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to have you. I know for those of you that are listening, you know, I always tell you to get out your notepad, but you're about to get a breakthrough today. You're going to get a bold breakthrough in just a few minutes. So, Carolyn, if you could just start by telling us a little bit about yourself for those that may not have come in contact with you.
Okay, sure. Well, on a personal note, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I am a glam mom, and that's on a personal note. Professionally, I'm an entrepreneur. I wear a lot of hats. So I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, and a mentor and coach. And I like to say I'm a servant of the Most High God. God has called me to service women, you know, and help them to live out their God-given purpose on this earth.
Love it. I told you guys you're about to have a breakthrough. So Carolyn, there's something that you talk about that I think is, it's one of those subjects that a lot of people usually kind of tiptoe around because sometimes it can be really heavy and tough, but it's something that you've managed to use to be a blessing in many lives. So you talk a lot about having a fresh start. Anyone that's been dealing with pain, anyone that's gone through even abuse, divorce, those heavy, heavy things,
yes,
and showing them how to get through. So tell us, how did you get started in that area, helping women going through that?
Well, I got started because just to give you some background on me, I went through trauma and I was in an abusive marriage. I got married at age 19, and to even go back from that, at age 15, I was date raped by my first boyfriend. And it seemed like from there, it was kind of like a spiraling into abuse, because at that point, I got married at age 19, and that I was in that abusive marriage from age 19 to about 25. And so I think through that, you know, I don't like using the word victim because I believe we're not victims, we are victors. And so from there, God just kind of anointed me to help women that are going through the same issues, just helping to build them up and build up their self-esteem, their self-confidence, and to help them to, you know, see that there is life after abuse, there is life after, you know, setbacks, even something like divorce, just life after divorce. And so I just believe I'm called to help women to start over again and live out their God-given purpose.
So I love it. And you do something that I also think is so amazing, because even just from what I've observed, you help women to identify those blocks. A lot of times we have all these blocks, but we have no idea what they are. We don't have the clarity around it. So, yes. What tip would you give there's for that person that's listening right now? Maybe they are in that toxic situation, or they just got out of a situation filled with pain. What first step could they take to understand those blocks and start moving forward?
The first step I like to tell women, well, if they're in an abusive relationship, like right now, my first tip is the first step would be to, you know, come up with a plan. You know, you have to have a plan. Scripture talks about, you know, in Habakkuk, having a vision and making a plan. So we always need a plan, no matter what, you know, what we have, you know, as far as change. If we're going to make change, we always have to have a plan. So the first thing is to come up with a safe plan of escape. And so, you know, get people around you that you can trust, that you can share your story, you know, share what's really going on so that they can help you in that plan. Because I know when I was going through that, I had to get three people in my corner and told them what was going on and said, this is the date that I'm planning on leaving. So I need you to shield me. I need you to be my covering, you know. So that's if you're in an abusive relationship. But then after that, you know, so the next step is for you to begin to see past all of that, because God's plan for you may have been delayed, but it's not denied. So he still has a plan and a purpose for you. Even though you've gone through that, you know, whatever traumas and dramas, he still has a plan for you. So just to help them to see past that and begin to even, I always like to say, just think of one thing that you can do right now, right today, to begin to get the ball rolling for, you know, moving into your purpose.
Wow. That's going to be my word for this interview. Wow. So, Carolyn, another thing, and I know you guys can see that in the back, and you have even more beyond tears in a bottle, but I want to start there. You stepped out. Like you said, you did not sit on being a victim. You became a victor. You're a published author. You're an entrepreneur. How did you get, like, where did you get the idea to write? Well, to fight too, but
right, to fight. Exactly. It was a fight.
To write your first book.
It's so funny because I used to, when I think about when I was younger, I used to write poetry. I used to always write poetry, but then I stopped. And I guess because I was going through so much, I kind of got writer's block. And for years, I stopped writing. And I didn't even think about writing anymore. But then as time went on, and when I would minister to women and I would tell them my story, I would always give bits and pieces of my story, though I would never tell the whole story. And they would always say, you know, you need to write a book. And so for years, I said I would write a book. And then finally, in 2014, God said to me, now it's time for you to write your book. It's time for you to tell your whole story. And so that's when I wrote Tears in a Bottle. And then it came out in 2015. And as God showed me, like, once you tell your story, because I was telling bits and pieces, I would, depending on the situation, I would tell a little bit here, a little bit there. And God's like, no, you need to tell your whole story, because women need to hear it, because they need to see that there's life after all of that. You know, there's life after trauma. And so I put it in writing. I put it out there. And so since then, God has been blessing me. You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, just who do I minister to? God just sends them to me. You know, it's like he places these women in my path and I can just minister to them and speak life into them. So that was my first book, Tears in a Bottle.
Yes.
And then my new book, Lipstick and Daily Confessions, it helps because I believe our words have power. And so each time we speak, we're prophesying our futures, whether it's good or bad. And scripture says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So the book is full of quotes and prayers and affirmations so that you can, so that I can help women to begin to speak life. When you open your mouth, you know, what are you saying? If you say you want to change, you say you want to see change, then why is what's coming out of your mouth contrary to that? And then, you know, also the other thing that God showed me is that as women, someone said, well, why Lipstick and Daily Confessions? Why is that the title? The title is because as women, we love makeup. We love covering up. We'll cover up. But while you're covering up and people are looking at the outside, what's really going on the inside? Because so many of my sisters are broken on the inside, but we're covering up. So we're looking good on the outside, but we know on the inside, we are tore up, right? And so, you know, I talk about that in the book as well. So it's a book to encourage women that, you know, you need to be good all over, inside and out. You know, we look good with our makeup, but there's more to us than what people see, you know? And so I'm so excited about that. And then my granddaughter is like, Mom, I want to write a book. And so she was going through her little thing, you know, last summer with not feeling like, she's 10 years old. She was feeling like she wasn't fitting in. You know, she was feeling like she was being judged because she's taller. She's getting taller than a lot of girls her age. And so I said, girl, just start writing a journal, write down your feelings. And so her book is Lip Gloss and Layla's Diary. So I'm just so excited about, so she said, I want to just help girls that have gone through had some of the same feelings I have. And so God's just really been blessing.
Yes. Look, I'm over here, Carolyn. I didn't want to cut you off with my, but it's so powerful because even as you talked about being a grandma, and that is exactly what you are, because I'm sure no one believes that you are a grandma. So fabulous.
Grandma, yes.
But I always talk about this, and I have something, even a project that I'm working on. So it's, you know, ironic that you say this, but it stemmed from that being a legacy leader. Like, we are raising leaders, and there is no better way than to be an example. So how did that feel for you? How did that feel seeing your granddaughter follow in your footsteps?
Yes,
from the example you set.
I am so blessed by that, because she said it a couple of times. She actually said it after my first book. She's like, Mama, I want to write a book. Like, okay. And I kind of just brushed it off. And then she's watching me. She's like, you're on the second book. I want to write a book. Like, what do I have to do? So I was just so blessed when I thought about it. I was like, wow. So, you know, because we are called to leave a legacy to our children and our children's children. And we're always leaving a legacy, good or bad. So our children are watching us. And so I was so blessed by the fact that she was watching me, and now she's an author and she's 10 years old. So I'm just excited. And, you know, we have to do it. We have to set good examples for our children. We have to empower them, and we have to let them know that, you know, yeah, it's, even as children, because she brought that to my attention. She says, my mom, even as a child, we go through stuff too.
So yes. You
tell your stuff in your book, I want to tell my stuff too.
Yes. This is a question I have for you too, Carolyn, and because it's such an uplifting topic that you speak about. And what I find that a lot of people, when they're going through, like when they're in the middle of that storm, and they're like, how is all of this bad stuff, is God really with me with all this bad stuff happening to me and around me? How do you answer that? How do you speak to that?
I hear that all the time. If God is real, then why am I going through all of this? And you know what? God is real. God is real. But the thing is, you know, God never said that life was going to be easy. He never said that. And sometimes we get it twisted. We think, oh, well, okay, if I believe in God, if I serve God, I'm just going to have a perfect life. Well, life is never going to be easy. But what God does promise is that he would never leave us or forsake us. I mean, when I look back on my life, and I went through some stuff, right? But when I look back, it was God who protected me. It's because of him, because of his grace and mercy that I'm even able to be here right now talking to you. So yes, we go through things, and you know, God, his promise is that he will not leave you nor forsake you, and he's still real. He doesn't change just because, you know, you go through a bad experience. But then also I like to tell people, because we don't hear this talk a lot anymore. This is the devil, okay? Satan is busy. His goal is to steal, kill, and destroy everything. And that's what he tries to do. So it's not God, because sometimes people say, well, why is God doing this to me? It's not God. Satan is real. But as real as Satan is, God is supreme. Like, he reigns supreme. And we just have to trust him, even in the midst of the mess, even in our struggles, you know. And he will bring you out. I'm a living testimony. God is no respecter of persons. He will bring you out, but you have to trust him.
Powerful word there, Carolyn. So here's my last question for you. I feel like I could talk to you for another 2 hours or more. But what is the best way for those that want to get connected with you? They want to support you and your fabulous granddaughter. What is the best way they can get connected with you and get their copy of your book?
Okay, well, both books are on Amazon.com and on Barnes & Noble's. But they can also go to my website at www.carolynritterwatson.com, and or they can email me. I have a tears in the bottle email, because that's kind of turned into a whole movement. I might call it my tears movement. They can email me at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, you guys that are listening, tuning in, watching, however you're getting connected with Carolyn, I will have all of her information available on our website. Make sure that you get your hands on Tears in a Bottle. Get your hands on her Daily Confessions. If you have a young daughter, get your hands on her granddaughter's book, because I'm telling you, there is something powerful about what you're pouring into your life on a consistent basis and what Carolyn is about to pour into you. All I'm saying is get your shoes on, dress up, and get ready to run to your breakthrough. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. I truly enjoyed you.
Well, thank you for having me, Erica. It was wonderful. It was awesome.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I am encouraging you, as always, to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. Stay connected with me online at ericalatrice.com. Also, if you are ready to write out the vision, if you have some goals and you want to get some support along the way, go to ericalatrice.com/vision party, V-I-S-I-O-N party. We are partying it up. We're putting goals in place, and I'm going to show you some insider tips on how you can start ensuring that your goals take place. So stay connected with me there and on social media at Erica Empowers. Go out and make today amazing, because it is absolutely a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.